press record.
I love it.
Are you ready?
I have to be.
Hello there, and welcome to It's Not That Important.
I like how you sang. That was fun.
I'm your host. I'm sorry, one of your hosts, Mary.
Thank you. And I am your better host, Laura.
Wow.
Yep.
That's the way we're going. This is our first podcast.
Ever.
Yeah, and things are off to a rough start, I will say.
Can't hear myself.
Laura can't hear herself. I can only hear in one ear.
That's where we are. It's not that important, though.
You know what? It's not that important, which is why we named our podcast that, because in the grand scheme of things, it's not that important.
Nope.
Our reviews are not that important.
No.
Our opinions are everything. It's just not that important. No. So that's kind of why we named it. So should we give like a little preface on backstory?
Yeah. How this came about?
Yeah.
I feel like it started a while ago when I discovered you were obsessed with Julie Andrews.
Yes.
And we set about, man, it's been almost a year. We were like, we are going to watch every Julie Andrews movie ever.
Oh my gosh, it has almost been a year. Because it started in summer.
Started like watching Julie Andrews movies and scoring them and rating them in all these categories.
Yeah.
And it just kind of turned into the fact that we kind of grew up in different generations and maybe we should share each other's movies and rate them as well.
Yeah. Cause we'd be going through life and being like, oh my gosh, like quote a movie from our childhood or something and we love. And the other person has no idea.
Blank stare.
And it's like, oh, you don't know. Mm. Okay. Okay. Yep. So after we had this idea for a podcast, we said, put it on the list. Every time it's like
we have a running document.
Hey, have you seen this movie? No, put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
Let's talk about our rating scale and how we kind of review movies.
Okay.
So back when the Julie Andrews thing started, I made a document, and basically there's a couple different sections that we rate these movies on. Laura, what's the first one?
Storyline.
Then we have, is it worth a rewatch? Is it worth a rewatch?
Is this movie family friendly?
Yes. What about the music? Music's important to me, at least.
To you.
To me.
Location.
Location.
Yeah.
Sometimes that comes in handy. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. Sometimes it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. Costumes.
Love this category.
Yes. And then.
And the friendly overall.
Yeah.
And every category, there's 5 Julie Andrews heads.
Yes.
And so we circle how many Julie Andrews heads.
Yeah.
Each category earned. Instead of stars or.
Yeah. Points. So that's kind of because Julie truly is the pinnacle of what every actor should be attempting to reach.
Absolutely.
She is the ultimate. She's the queen.
Mm-hmm.
She is. The movie chosen tonight was from Laura's list. Do you want to share what it is?
Yeah. It is Blast from the Past.
Ooh, starring.
Classic. Brendan Fraser, Alicia Silverstone, Christopher Walken, gold.
Just like, that's literally one of my first things I wrote down, loaded cast.
Nice.
Because, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
My first note was, I love Christopher Walken, and then I drew a heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
He's
do.
He's just so good.
I think I've only seen him in 2 things.
Hairspray.
Hairspray and Blast from the Past.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I don't know. I just love him.
Okay. He's like classic.
Mm-hmm.
He never goes out of style.
You just like that voice and his look and the way he walks. He's just a hoot.
He's a hoot. He's a hoot and a half.
Whoa.
That was cool. So I had a lot of thoughts on this bunker situation.
Okay.
So end
Spoiler
of days.
Spoiler alert. Like, let's go through the movie situation.
I mean,
what's going on here?
Let's just be real. Like, this entire podcast will have spoilers, so if you want to watch Blast from the Past, maybe like go watch it and then come back.
Yeah. I don't think people haven't seen Blast from the Past.
Well, I mean, there are people that haven't seen it.
Okay.
So go ahead.
That's true. You hadn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're doing this whole podcast thing.
Okay. So
do you have like a synopsis?
Basically, we've got this family living in Los Angeles, and it's in the 60s. And this man is used to be a professor and now is like a crazy inventor. He's loaded, has all these things. They're having a dinner party. And someone's like, they're on the news. The president's on the news. And they realize something's going down. He's like, everybody's got to go. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Yeah.
Kicks, ends the whole party. And his wife, I wrote this down. She said, you don't want to waste the pot roast. So she's running in her perfect 60s outfit to their fallout shelter.
And very pregnant. She's
very,
very pregnant.
And they have to go down into their fallout shelter just in case.
Yeah.
And then a plane crashes on their house. He thinks it's Cold War, like the Russians are coming.
It's a bomb.
And so he locks them in for 35 years because that's how long it will take the radiation to disperse. They have a baby. They raise it in a bunker.
Yeah.
He's 35 years old. They go up. He has to save the day because dad gets sick and he ends up falling in love, figuring out he's rich.
Yeah.
And then it's happily ever after.
It's wonderful. That was perfect. The whole movie, the whole storyline is fascinating.
Yeah.
And I had lots of mixed emotions. The way I felt while watching it felt similar to The Truman Show for me.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
He was absolutely clueless about the current world.
Yeah.
He was like, how did you all rebuild this? And so they make a reference to like a recent earthquake.
Yeah.
He's like, it only took 6 months. And he's like, wow, that's amazing. Because they think everyone's like been dead.
I wrote down a couple questions that I might just look into myself later.
Oh, I love it.
Were there a lot of people like this during like the Cuban Missile Crisis? Did we have bunker people who were like getting ready, you know?
I mean, it's probably like people today.
Yeah.
Right? The like, preppers. And like, you know, people have bunkers.
Yeah.
Like you hear stories about stuff like that. They've got food to last forever and underground storage. And
it's fascinating to me.
People just buy into a fear and they run with it.
Yeah. Because I'm like, if this happens, I'm chill. Like, we're good to go. Like, if I don't, I can peace
like
out.
Like, you're good to bunker or you're good to die.
I'm good to die.
Rough.
I'm good to go to heaven. I know where I'm going.
Right.
I'm good.
Right. No, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's funny because I actually feel the same way. I'm like, I want food to last like a week or two.
Yeah.
You know, a couple weeks in case, you know, the grid comes back on or whatever.
Okay.
It was just a bump in the system. It wasn't really the end of the world.
Yeah.
But if it's really the end of the world,
I don't really want to live through that.
No, I might walk into a dangerous neighborhood on purpose. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Take me, Jesus.
And that's where the gospel comes into play. Mm.
My second comment was...
your second thought.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
Because the dad loves Hot Dr. Pepper. And I don't know where I saw, you saw, one friend saw. There was like this whole thing about people drinking Hot Dr. Pepper in the 60s, I guess. And I was fascinated because to hear that reference.
Heat it up. It's a nice warm treat. And I...
still haven't tried it.
Should we? We have
probably.
Dr. Pepper. Okay.
It's caffeinated, not right now.
Okay,
another time.
We'll get back to you guys. Maybe morning coffee.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
Okay. The next thing that struck me was how pregnant she was climbing down that ladder.
And with a pot roast. How?
Pot
so
roast.
So many questions.
Like 9 months pregnant, climbing down a long ladder.
They were deep underground.
Yeah, like that's more than six feet under.
Oh, absolutely more.
So I was just like, I get it, we want to be safe, but like you're making your pregnant wife.
Well, in so many, like, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, Brendan Fraser's character.
Mm.
He cleared up some of those plot holes for me later in the movie, but you're like, how did you build something this big underground at that point in time without all your neighbors noticing? I made a note here about how much I loved the like generational shift throughout it.
Yes.
So like they kept showing like the passage of time in the bunker and we're trying to do it like kind of quickly for the sake of, you know, the movie viewing audience. I suppose. But like the 60s, like the cars and the women with their bangs and their dresses and heels. But then it's like it goes into like the 70s and like everyone's happy. And the 80s turns into like a total trash fest. And the 90s, like it's just I loved the way the music changed and this like the scenes changed throughout all of that. So I was just kind of tracking it.
I thought it was so fun that I didn't even write this down, but I did think it was so fun that we saw that through the diner that was built on top of their house, atop of the bunker. After everything was cleared away, they built this diner, and you like literally see the passage of time through that.
And right, they served malts and then beer, and then it was just like a place called Purgatory, and then it turned into like a cult center. Like it was absolute. And the same character, you watched him grow up, and it was so fun.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this very practically, which is not like me.
No.
Living in that bunker. Like the moment set in, like the mom, she was having a hard time with it the first couple days. It set her into labor. Like she's having a hard time. I don't think I could make it. Like being trapped like that would
literally, they were locked in
for it, like didn't unlock for 35 years. Like there was a clock.
They couldn't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I just was like, I would freak out. I was kind of getting a little panic just thinking about it because I was like, she can't leave. There's nowhere to go. She doesn't have alone time.
Well, and I thought it was interesting because then like I wrote like the journey of the mom from heels to housecoat, because for a while I was like, man, she's just still showing up in her heels and her dresses, her hair is done.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she starts drinking the cooking sherry and she's just like laying around in a robe and her husband was so unbothered.
Yeah.
Like, was like, it's just like home, and she's like, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, because she wants to see the sky and the fresh air, and she wants all that.
Probably wanted a friend.
A friend, because that was one of the first things she said when they got down there. Our friends.
Yeah,
I was like, oh sweet.
And he's like moving on, like nothing's wrong, and she's crying, and
because he's like, I mean, let's be real, he's mentally prepared for this. Like,
He was. He loved it.
He was ready. He was like, my hard work is paying off. And she's like, I never thought this was going to happen.
She's like, I wish I was outside.
Literally, like under the plane.
Oh my gosh, this poor woman.
Yeah. I literally wrote that a couple notes down. I said, that poor mom.
For real? Just
the whole thing, I felt so sad for her.
Ugh, so sad.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that Brendan Fraser's character's name's Adam. Mm-hmm. Him and his dad really had a cool bond.
Yeah.
And she, like, had a little bit, but not nearly as much as father and son.
Yeah.
And so I felt like she was always a little bit on the outside as well.
Yeah.
So, and he was just the cutest.
Yeah.
The cutest.
My three thoughts right here kind of all blend together. I just, like, just being down in that bunker and, like, they show the progression of time in a short period of time, like you were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. But, like, they told him that they lived underground and one day they would come up.
Right.
And I was like, I wouldn't tell my kid that. This is all they know. Like, the fact that, like, we're stuck here. Like, I guess maybe it'd give them hope, but you don't know what kind of hope what's out there.
He had, the dad was always teaching him history and other languages. So he was trying to give him, I think, a concept of the world being bigger than the three of them.
Yeah.
And I, like, that was kind of my mindset with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because now that I'm thinking about it, it'd be like a whole Santa Claus situation where you're like growing up and you're like, wait, you lied to me? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole other world and you didn't tell me?
Yeah, he had like homeschool and was fluent in like Latin and French and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He really knew his history too. My next thing I said was Brendan Fraser is adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he is just playing the like innocent, wide-eyed.
Yeah.
The world is perfect. Everything's great. And just, like, all these ways he was still so childlike because he hadn't been socialized.
Yeah.
And he'd been, like, socialized in manners and things like that, but not in peer interactions. So it was so interesting to see him, like, even open a present. Like, he tore ribbon like he was a small child.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. It was super cute.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I remember what it was when his dad was trying to teach him baseball. And he's like, Yeah, the man has a bat. And he's like, not a small nocturnal animal. Like, he just has no concept of, like, those terms in a way that isn't textbook.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I think it's funny that you said that because my next one was, why is Brendan Fraser hot? Because I've never looked at this man like, ooh, you know.
Well, this is back in the day. This he was is, a cutie.
He was.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. Now he's old.
Yeah. And that
so
just.
So you just, it's like, meh, he's old.
Yeah. I mean, there are older men that I'm like, hey, hubba hubba. You know?
Brendan Fraser isn't one of them.
Brendan Fraser's not one of them. So, like, to see him, honestly, it was the jumpsuit. I was
no,
like.
No, the jumpsuit? That's yeah. so bad.
I was like, oh, okay. I see. I have a thing for men in uniform.
That's true.
It just makes sense. I was like, oh, he looks like an Air Force officer.
Oh, gosh. I was like, why is he wearing a women's jumpsuit?
Oh, we had very different thoughts.
Huh. Hey, you know what? We will never fight over a guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Never
and
ever.
We will die on that.
I was kind of shaken. Alicia Silverstone mm-hmm. plays Eve, his love interest.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just her voice or the way she speaks, but I was like, she will forever and always be Cher from yeah. Clueless.
Yeah.
Like, there's things she was, even lines, and maybe it was just so close to when Clueless was released that the slang she was using was the same. Yeah. But I was like, I can't. It took me a while to separate the two.
Yeah, I agree, because it just felt like Cher was in.
I got over it eventually.
Yeah.
But
I don't
know
if I did.
That's okay.
Yeah. I said, I think all adult book / video stores should have poison gas.
That was so funny. I loved that. That, like, when the son has to go up, the dad's warning him. He's like, stay away from adult bookstores. There's poison gas in there. Yeah. So he goes up and he sees ones and he starts screaming, like, run! Poison gas! Run! And so all these people are like, what's going on?
Save yourselves! But, like, let's be real.
Yeah. Save yourselves!
Save yourselves!
I thought it was hilarious. Like, he's just this, like, goober wearing a homemade jacket from the underground.
I know.
And he's like a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's like paying for things in baseball cards. He's like rookie Mickey Mantles and like mm-hmm. like multiple of them.
Yeah.
And he like goes places. He's like, will this do? And he's just handing people baseball cards yeah. worth thousands of dollars and gets whatever he wants.
I love it. Like,
and then his stocks and bonds were worth millions.
Millions. Yeah.
Like,
wouldn't that be amazing to just like wake up one day and you're like, oh,
this thing I've held on to is worth something?
Yeah.
Yes, you may have it for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It would.
Not going to happen.
So I love that we're like so on track because things are just like flowing into each other.
I love it.
I wrote down a question and I would like both of us to answer it.
Ooh. Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
Okay. Would you let a guy in your car for $4,000?
Absolutely.
100%. Like.
Done.
Yeah. I'm good.
I mean, I'm going to, like, send my location to everyone I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, she didn't have that. I'm
yeah.
send my location to everyone I know, like, and just map it there so people know where I am. I'm going to have
yeah.
a picture of him on my phone. Like,
we're going to take a selfie beforehand.
Yeah. We're like, hey, everybody.
This guy paid me $4,000. I'm taking him to a location.
Right. Like, this is the location we're going to.
Yep. I'll text you.
Please follow my journey.
Yes. I'll pay you guys. I'll get you coffee.
Yeah, I'll buy you coffee if I survive.
Yeah.
And if not, it's been a good run.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
$4,000?
100%.
Let someone in my car.
Yeah, drive someone for $4,000. However, if a man came to me and was like, here's this baseball card, it's worth $4,000. Like, would you, like, here, you can have it. Can you take me somewhere? Like, I would not, because one, I'm not knowledgeable enough. Thankfully, Cher, aka Eve, was was knowledgeable enough, so she knew she could get
right.
that cash. So, like, I guess if somebody came up to me with, like, a Little Women book and was like, I know, this is, like,
a first edition Little Women.
And I'm like, no, it's worth a lot of money, maybe I'll do it. But I don't think there's a $4,000 copy of Little Women out there.
Mm. You never know.
So...
maybe it was signed
by Louisa May Alcott.
I'm like Little Lady Alcott. Couldn't think of her name.
Little Lady Alcott.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a couple baseball cards I would be willing to do it for. But I'd probably text my nephew and be like,
yeah.
Is this legit?
Yeah. I think that's worth a FaceTime. Just.
Yeah, there you go. FaceTime. I'd do Becky because Joe would answer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go.
I had a thought. I had a couple questions too, which is super weird. We were like...
we're in sync
this
today.
This is wild.
Some days we're not. Today okay. we are.
Okay. bunker thoughts. Like, are you ready? Like, what would you do if you knew the Cold War was happening?
Yeah.
Right? Cuban Missile Crisis right now. Because the world is at peace right now. We know this. So we don't have anything to worry about.
So accurate.
If you had like a month.
Yeah.
And you're like, the world's like, I need to be locked down in a month.
And I'm not like in the space I'm at now where I'm like, I'm good to just die.
Yeah. No, you want to survive.
I want to survive.
What are you going to do? You need a plan.
I'm stalking.
What well, are you
first,
getting?
First of all, I am going to make sure I'm living with you because I feel like you know more about survival than I do.
Age.
Yeah.
I've lived longer.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll lift things you can, you know?
Okay.
But I think I'm stocking up, you know, I'm like making sure I have
water.
I was going to say rice, but like, what if we have no electricity? Then I can't.
Propane.
I guess we can do propane.
We're just turning our house into a giant bomb.
Literally. Yeah. We are the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Sorry about all the propane, guys.
Scottsdale Missile Crisis. Yeah, I think I'm just honestly, like, if it were to happen today or tomorrow and you were like, Mary, I don't know. I would be like, Laura, what are we doing? Like, you would 100% save me.
I would have us live for, like, we would be alive for, like, 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, but then that'd be fine. Because if it's on me, we're living for a day.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. So, I think what we're discovering here is we need each other to live.
I think you need me. I don't know if I need you at this point. You're just going to run out my rations for a faster. Like, literally, if you're bringing nothing to the equation, the water's mine.
But I can I can lift things.
We're not allowed to leave the house.
I'm a hunter and a gatherer.
What are you going to hunt and gather in our home?
That's a good point.
I'll
clean the dishes.
We're not wasting water on that.
Shoot.
I mean, you got to really...
Listen, okay. Can I please stay here?
I'm going to need you to think through...
I don't know. Now I'm scared. You know what I just keep thinking about is the fire blanket that we have if there's a fire.
I have a fire blanket.
That's all I can think of.
That's good.
And my rainwater.
That's true. Collect the rainwater for the plants.
We're going to die.
Okay. So answer... Are you ready?
No.
All right. There we go.
Was that your whole question?
That was my question.
Shoot, you guys. I've never needed to be a prepper more in my life.
Okay. I have another question, though.
Yeah.
If you were Adam and, like, you're stepping out of a bunker.
Yeah.
And you could step into any time. Mm-hmm. What decade would you want to step into?
Clarifying question.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I go back to my...
Oh, absolutely.
My current life. Because I love living in 2024. Like, I'm loving it.
Okay.
I love life.
Yeah, this is just an experiment.
So
it's an imagination station moment, if you will.
Okay, so I can press the red button and come back to 2024. Okay, I feel like I would want to step into the 60s.
Mm.
60s or, like, the good part of the 20s. Like... the roaring 20s where it's like...
Okay, I was in the 2020s and I was like, 2020 started rough.
No.
I don't know where you were going.
1920s because like Art Deco is everything.
I don't
love...
know what that means.
Well, I'll inform you about it later.
Okay.
But like,
it's everything.
I love Art Deco. Aside from the interior design of the 1920s, I don't think I would want to be there.
No.
So I kind of want to experience the 60s and just kind of like step into a different world that's not so distant.
I love it.
Was that good?
That was great.
Thank you. What about you?
I was actually thinking like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh.
Like pre-internet.
Okay.
The world, like, obviously you knew what was happening around the world. There was, like, color TV, right? There's all these, like, semi-modern things, but pre-internet. I just want to be pre-internet for a while.
So are you like, because, I mean...
Saved by the Bell was on, and it was new.
You lived through this time.
Yeah.
So you just want to experience it as an adult?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Not, okay, cool.
Like, what would it have been like to have, like, gone to work and not known what anyone was doing all day? And you just come home and trust that people are going to be there. You didn't follow them on Find My Friends. Mm. You had to go to a bank.
Ew. Why?
Right? Like,
why would you want to do that?
Your life was just slower because you had to go do everything.
Ugh. That's why I like the 2024s.
You're like,
I literally can come home, sit on the couch, and order food. I can be like, ugh, I ran out of toilet paper. Let me order that. Everything comes to my door.
I just feel like I want to remember what it was like to not have that.
That's valid. I get that. I get that. My next note. The way he ran to open the U-Haul door.
Oh, Presh.
I need a man like that. He was like, I am destined to be a gentleman. And was like,
it wasn't even like he tried to be. He just was.
He was. So he like saw her going for the door and he ran and opened it for her and was just like giddy about it. And it was the cutest thing. And I was like, that's the kind of man I want.
The last thing I wrote down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm already out here.
I have a lot more.
That's great.
Go ahead.
At the very end of the movie, the dad finds out that their house, a plane crashed on their house and there was no war and the world never stopped.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was hilarious because the dad went right back into like, oh, the Russians. Like,
yeah.
He like, I was like, oh man, he's been in his bubble for 30 years.
Yeah.
He's stuck. Yeah. Stuck in his ways. And even though he did that underground, people up here do it too. They just get stuck and they never move on. They never grow. Yeah. And then he's like, please never tell your mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved that.
That's the part that makes me really sad. Is that I'm like thinking about them as real people and just like, this is sad. It's sad. It made me sad.
They're not.
I know.
It's okay. You can emotionally connect.
I'm an empath. Eve's curled hair.
Hated it.
Oof. Big oof.
Hated like, it.
We're talking tight girls not brushed out.
Mm.
There was one point where her hair looked good in this movie.
It was like the very end when she announced she was from Pasadena.
Oh, that two times there was good hair in the movie. But I was like, girl, like whoever did your hair in this movie sucked.
Fired.
Yeah. I also wrote down that Eve is really toxic.
Because
she's like, she's the typical girl. Not typical girl. I should not say that. I take it back. She's the girl that wants a guy or doesn't want a guy until he's wanted by another girl. And then she's like, I'm so into you.
Yeah, and then she was in love.
And then she was all of a sudden in love because he danced with other girls and was like upset that he might be sleeping with one of them. And I was like, you're annoying. She lost me there. Like, she lost me the whole time, honestly. Like, this wasn't the best character.
She had some real growth in the, like, 5 days they knew each other.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. But, like, regarding her best friend, she had a gay best friend. Like, I guess just a gay roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were besties, but I wrote down what kind of best friend doesn't go to a potential fight. Because if you looked at me and you were like, Mary, this girl said this thing. I'm going to her house right now. I'd be like,
Let's go.
And
gotta roll up together.
In the car, I would talk you down and like maybe like veer you to go get French
fries. You would probably
be
like, you know what? I'll drive.
Yeah,
you're
I'll
too
drive
emotional.
You.
I'll drive.
Yeah.
And then you take the long way.
Yeah. And then we'll go get like ice cream or French fries and like talk about it and then like calm down, you know? But like he was like, she's like, she's going to kill me.
He just put his feet up.
I was unimpressed. That's going to be a 0 out of 10 for me. Like,
okay.
I have two more thoughts and then.
Oh, I love them. Bring them.
We'll wrap it up. I think it was a very funny take on how cults form. Because all while this whole story is unfolding, we have a cult forming right where the bunker is.
Right. Father, son, mother. Yeah.
Father, son, mother. And
don't touch my elevator.
Like, one, leave my elevator alone.
There it is.
So good. But like one little moment created this entire big like religion where more people are coming and like worshiping this.
And every time one of them appeared, the crowd grew.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I was just like, that's kind of funny in a really real way.
But like literally if you were at work and all of a sudden the floor opened and someone came out of the floor.
Right after you were like
in praying. A hazmat suit.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Like I would be telling everyone and I guarantee you people would be coming to like check this thing out.
With yeah, me. No, that's valid. My last point was a quote. Once they said it, I was like, man, that's good. So the son, Adam, is telling his parents, like, I'm asking you to trust me without understanding why. Mm. And that just hit me. And I'm going to talk about Jesus. Because I feel like a lot of the times that's what we're asked to do mm-hmm. is I'm asking you to trust me. You don't need to know why. And then yeah. like, even in our jobs, we ask kids all the time, you don't need to understand why, but you do need to trust me because I know what's going on mm-hmm. in the big picture. I know how to keep you safe. And I was like, oh wow. That was like a really beautiful, like bring it back to Christ moment where he's asking us to trust him. We don't always need to know why, but he knows what's going on. And I was mm-hmm. like, how did a Brendan Fraser movie get well, so and deep?
Like, I think too, like literally they had to stay where they were
mm-hmm.
in subpar or like fine conditions, but yeah. not like abundant life by any means.
Yeah.
And wait there
mm.
while he prepared a place for them.
Wow.
Just saying.
And that's the gospel truth. Back to blessed from the past. Okay. We're going to go over our scores now. Yeah. Out of how many Julies is what we're going with.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
Storyline.
4.
I gave it a 5. I really loved the storyline.
I'm so excited. Wow.
I loved the storyline.
Our first movie, my recommendation, and you liked it.
Yeah. I feel like I just smiled the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So storyline, 5 Julies.
Okay.
Okay. Rewatch.
I gave it a 5.
I did 2.
It's so fun.
So fun.
I enjoyed watching it again.
Good.
I'm not a huge movie person.
Yeah.
Which makes this whole thing really funny.
Very. Because I feel like sometimes I'm not.
And so the fact that like I would watch it again.
Yeah.
Like it has to be good.
Has to be good. Family friendly.
I gave it a 4.
Okay.
I think it's mostly family friendly. There's some like innuendo and some swearing and yeah. stuff like that.
I gave it a 3. Music.
5. Loved it.
Nice.
Because it just was like all those decades.
Yeah.
Just thought it was so fun.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 for that reason. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's fun. It just changes over time and it's mm-hmm. like popular music. Yeah. So.
Location, I gave it a 4. I didn't feel like it mattered.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
It could have been in any part of the country. It just so happened to be in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Or LA area. I mean, if it worked. It yeah. was fine.
I gave it a 2 because I was like, there's no point to the location.
Oh, okay.
Like, to me, I was like, yeah, they brought up, like, Pasadena. Like, his mom wanted him to find Pasadena's a girl from Pasadena. So but I was like, they could have lived anywhere.
Right, which is why I was like, I guess I understand your scoring there.
Yeah. Costumes.
5. I, like, throwback through the decades.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was also fun to watch... Like as Adam went through, like came
became
up,
became more modern.
Yeah. Yep. He like came up as the 60s and like slowly like lost that.
And the like guy who started as like the milkshake counter.
Yeah.
The ice cream soda, whatever. And like the way he transformed.
Yeah.
Cause he doesn't age throughout the movie, but they did such a good job aging him.
They really did.
And like transforming his look. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave that a 4 as well.
Okay.
So you gave it a 5.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so then our overall score.
4.5. Wow.
I didn't do a full average.
Oh, I did a full calculation.
I didn't do a full average okay. because I felt like location kind of didn't matter in this scenario, mm-hmm. and that was the only one that really brought it down.
So it's almost like if you had done an average out of 5 categories instead of 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of just like threw out location on that.
I love it. Thanks for joining us. I hope it was a blast.
Oh,
as we watched or discussed Blast from the Past.
That was really good. Thanks for listening and watching.
No one watched it.
We're watching the movies. So, see you guys next time.
Okie dokie.
Oh, we won't. You'll hear us next time. Okay, bye.